from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The president of the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities says catch and release is an expensive, repetitive process that simply isn't working. Danny Whalen says there are cases of people being arrested, released, and then reoffending, including some on the same day. FNOM's Northern Task Force on the issue recently met with policing partners from several communities, including Timmins, North Bay, and the Sioux. Whalen says they want to get as many voices to the table as possible, noting their next meeting will include Indigenous representation and others.
We're going to open an invitation to someone from the Minister of the Solicitor General's office and maybe perhaps the Attorney General's office so that, you know, when we do go to the Attorney General, we have valid requests.
FNOM has four recommended amendments to the federal bill. They include creating a chronic persistent offender designation, ensuring bail-related firearms charges go to the Superior Court, and more. Over 70 human trafficking charges have been laid against 28 people since a provincial human trafficking intelligence-led joint forces strategy launched about 14 months ago. The strategy involves 21 police services across the province, including OPP and several Indigenous forces. Officials say 61 victims, ranging in age from 12 to 47, have been helped. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day. The province says it provides an opportunity for Ontarians to learn more about the issue and where to get help. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, you can learn how your arts or culture group can become part of Ontario Culture Days. The umbrella body for communities across the province is holding a webinar. Northeastern Board Representative Marnie LaPierre says it will tell you how to sign up and what support you can expect from the provincial body for your event sometime between September 22nd and October 15th.
A little bit of marketing information, a little bit of history about it. They're also there to answer any questions that the organizer may have.
Culture Days take on an open door concept for you to showcase your art or culture to people in your community and to visitors. You can sign up for the webinar at culturedays.ca. Ukrainian officials are bracing for a major attack as the first anniversary of the Russian invasion approaches on Friday. Schools, universities, and kindergartens are being told to hold online classes only until Friday for fear of a massive missile strike to mark the event. The G7 industrialized nations, including Canada, say they'll impose further sanctions on Russia as the war continues. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.